We are beginning with the Halalukas. And this is the first of the Halalukas after Ashrei. Remember Ashrei? Ashrei is really the beginning of the Iker part of Psukei Dezimra. These are the Psukim of the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, as you see from the structure that I put on the sheet here, the Mizmor starts with a Halaluka, which is the word Halaluka. I'll praise Hashem. Starts with Halaluka and it ends with Halaluka. After we say Halaluka, Halalu Nafshias Hashem. My soul, or my essence, from a very deep place, I'm going to praise Hashem. Ahalalo Hashem b'chayai, I'm going to be mehalel. Hey lamed lamed, like hallel, is praise. I'm going to praise Hashem in my life. That's going to be the focus of my life. I'm going to praise Hashem. And azamra, azemer, lelokai biodi. And I will also sing praise to my king, my master, my God, biodi, while I'm still owed, while I'm still around, while I'm still here, while I'm still alive. Right? We know, lo ha-mesim yahaluka. Can't praise Hashem once you're dead. The Rishayim are Nikraim Mason. But I'm going to praise Hashem Ba'odi while I'm still alive. So that's the Pashtus. The Pashtus of this line is saying, I realize the value of tefillah and of praising Hashem, and I'm going to do it. Kol zman that I still have breath and I still have life, I'm going to dive into Hashem. However, the Malbim gives a little bit of extra amkus into this line, and he's mechalek between b'chayai and b'odi. B'chayai means about my life. I'm going to first and foremost thank Hashem for my life. I'm going to praise Him that He gave me life. And I'm also going to sing praise, bi'odi, for all of the owed that I have in my life. On the most basic level, we have to thank Hashem that He gives us life. But then there's the Malbim. But then there's so many other things that God gives me in life. And I want to praise Hashem for those things as well. So I'm going to be a halel b'chayai, about my life, but I'm going to be a zamer bi'odi. And he beautifully suggests that that's also why different names of Hashem are used. Yudke Vavke is the shame of Hashem, how He runs the world. It's the general name of Hashem. So therefore, for life, I'm thanking Yudke Vavke, that element of Hashem. Because He gives life to everybody. We all get life. But the special and unique things that He gave me in my life, for that I need to praise Elokai, my God, my specific relationship with Hashem. How Hashem interacts with me on a personal level. Because He gave me special things that are just for me. And He even points out that Zemer is a higher level of praise than Hallel. So I'm going to give the general basic praise. Like we can now get extra meaning in this whole line. Ahalulah, I will give basic praise to Hashem, the element of Hashem that He runs the world for in a general sense. B'chayai, for life, because that's the basic. But then I'm going to up it one, and I'm going to be a zamer to Elokai, to my personal God, B'odi, for all the extra things that He gave me. This is important. Everyone has to take stock of their life. And look, what did Hashem give you? Some of us He gave more intelligence. Some of us He gave better looks. Some people He gave more money. Some people He gave better relationship with parents. Everyone has their unique things in their life. And it's easy to notice the things that you don't have and what everybody else has. But that's not what David HaMelech is asking us to do. He's asking us to identify the unique things that Hashem gave us. And to be ready to praise Hashem for those unique things that He gave us. Now we have two sections that are pitted one against the other. First, we're told, Al tiftechu b'nedivim. Don't put your faith.
Nobles.
Don't rely on nobles or on man. On people that you think have power. And he tells us for two reasons, and that's why I dented these two lines. For two reasons you shouldn't do it. Number one, because b'ven adam she'en lo teshuva, because man can't really deliver salvation. He doesn't really have power. Man, what? Ben adam is an expression for man. Ben adam, a human being, a mortal man. Ben adam ain lo teshuva. He doesn't hold the keys to salvation. Man is powerless. I wrote next to it, no real power. You think your boss really decides how much money you make? It's not really him. It's really a Kodesh Baruch. Don't rely on him. Because he's a Ben Adam Shein Lo Teshuva. That's point number one. You wrote number one next to that by Ben Adam?
Sure.
Teshuva, like a Yeshua, a salvation. And then number two, Teitze Rucho Yoshuv Liad Maso. When his spirit leaves him, meaning when he dies, Yoshuv Liad Maso, he goes back down to the ground. Payomahu, on that day, on the day of death, Ovdu, he loses Eshtenosev, all of his big plans. Eshtenosev or schemings or plans. The second reason why you shouldn't rely on man is because man is weak and finite. You can't really rely on him, not only because he's powerless, but also because his days are numbered. He's limited. He's not going to be around, so he's not so reliable. Imagine you spend your whole life trying to, like, get in tight with, like, the mayor, and then one day the mayor has a heart attack and he dies, and there's a new sheriff in town. That's it. All your past years of investing in your relationship with this boss are all now worthless because there's a new boss in town. And that's what he's saying, that these things change all the time. Don't rely on people, because first of all, they don't really have power. Shem has power. And number two, they're finite. They're here today, gone tomorrow. They're not reliable. So who should you rely on? That's the next section. That's why it said pitted versus one versus the other. Ashrei, you know who's really... Ashrei doesn't mean praiseworthy. Ashrei means grounded. Me'ushar. Fortunate. Well-grounded. You know who's really well-grounded? Always. Ashrei, we translate it as praiseworthy, but it means you're praiseworthy because you're well-positioned. Ashrei means to be well-positioned and to be firm. Ashrei, who? The one, El Yaakov. There's like a dash there. The God of Yaakov, El Yaakov, the Ezro, is the one who helps him. Sivro, his hope, is Al Hashem Elokav, on Hashem, who is his God. And again, here we see both of those. Sivro is hope. His hope.
Now, why does he say
Shayat? Oh, we get there in a second. Good question. Sivro Al Hashem Elokav. And he puts his hope, his sever, his hope, on Hashem Elokav. And again, here we have both those elements of Hashem. Hashem who runs the world in a general sense, but also who's my God. Elokav, his God. Now, why when we speak about Bitachon do we speak about Yaakov? So first of all, Yaakov had a very special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was built on Bitachon. When he was leaving Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't want to leave. And Hashem came to him and said, Anoch nimcha, shmarticha b'chol asher teleich. I'm going to watch over everywhere you go. And Yaakov expresses this hope and this faith, excuse me, in Hashem. He says, right, he says, I rely on Hashem. He was no saintly lechem lechol, beged lilbosh. Hashem takes care of me. Yaakov reflects a certain element of emunah. And it's even more than that. We know that each of the avos are connected to a different tefillah. Avram's connected, Shachar's. Mincha, Yitzchak. Yaakov is Marv. What is Marv representative of?
Night.
It's the prayer that man says at night. What do we say after Shema? Not Emes V'yatziv. Not that things are firm, because it's night. It's dark. We say, right, we say Emes V'yamunah at night to get through the night. And night can also be here allegorical for the tough times when things aren't clear. So you need emunah, you need faith. It's easy to praise God when things are going well. What do we say about that? Tov lahodos l'Hashem, ulahagid baboker chastecha. It's easy to praise God's goodness when things are clear, when it's boker. The emunascha balelos, what's going to get you through the tough times? Emunah. Yaakov Avinu was the Av who gave us the koach to be able to have faith in God even when things aren't going well. That's why Yaakov is Yisrael, and we got our name from Yaakov. Because Klal Yisrael, B'meshech HaDoros, needed the koach of Yaakov to give it strength, to give the nation strength. And that's why he's Tefillah of Maariv, because he's the one who's able to give us a glimmer of hope during the dark nights. So Ashrei who? The one who has the El Yaakov, the Ezra. He has the God of Yaakov. That's the real faith relationship. Don't be relying on the Nedivim. Rather, rely on Hashem. And he gives us the same two reasons, just the flip side now. You see the beautiful parallel here in the Mizmor. What does he say? Who is Hashem? He's Osei Shemayim Ba'aretz. Hesayom V'eskol Asher Bam. What imagery do you get from that? That God is the one who created the heavens and the earth and this big, powerful ocean. What do you think we're saying about Hashem?
Almighty.
That he's almighty, that he's powerful. Unlike B'ven Adam Shein L'Teshua, don't rely on man who has no strength. Rather, rely on God, because he's all-powerful. He has all the strength. And also, Hashomer Emes Liolam. He keeps true to his word forever. What's this statement saying?
He doesn't die.
He's reliable. He's here forever. He's Leolam. He's not finite like man. He's not like man who teitzei rucho yoshev liad maso, that when his spirit leaves him, he goes down into the ground and he's done. And you can't rely on him because he's here today, gone tomorrow. Hashem is Leolam. And he's Shomer Emes Leolam. You can rely on him. He always comes through. And now, it seems like we get a whole laundry list of things that Hashem does that show that Hashem is really worth relying on. And this is almost like an explanation of Hashomer Emes Leolam. What does Hashem do? He's Oseh Mishpat Lashukim. He defends those who are oppressed. He does justice for those who are oppressed, the Ashukim. He's Nosein Lechem L'Ra'evim. He gives food to those who are hungry. He's Hashem is Matir Asurim. Hashem is Pokeach Ivrim. He frees those who are bound. He opens the eyes of the blind. He's Zokev Kefufim. He straightens those who are bent, over. And Hashem Oev Tzadikim. And therefore he brings close and he loves the Tzadikim. He's Shomer the Geirim. The Yasom and the Almana. He guards the converts. Tell you in a second. The Yasom and the Almana, Yehudeid, the Yasom, the orphan, and the Almana, the widow. He's Yehudeid, he encourages them, he gives them strength. He's Meodeidotam, that's in modern Hebrew, that's the word for encouragement, or so yeah, to give encouragement, to give chizuk. V'derech, what? V'derech Rishayim, and the way of the Rishayim, he's Yaves. This whole little section that we just read, from starting from Oseh Mishpat Lashukim, Yaves means he sends it astray. The way of the Rishayim, he like sends it off course. This is all trying to show us what Hashomer Emes Leolam means. Hashomer Emes Leolam means, rely on God because God is here forever, and at the end of the day, God's will is victorious at the end of the day. It doesn't always happen right away. Don't see it right away. But at the end of the day, there is mishpat for the Ashukim. At the end of the day,
there's lechem for the
Re'evim. At the end of the day. And it's not always originally clear. You don't see it right away. But at the end of the way, Hashem makes good on all of the things that he says he's going to do. And some of the Mefarshim explain that these psukim are not actually referring to blind people and to hungry people. But they quote Pesukim from Tanakh, that these are all references to Klal Yisrael at different times in their history. That when Klal Yisrael was hungry, let's say in the Midbar, so Hashem came through, he brought them the food that they needed, he gave them the man. When there are times where the Pesukim, the Nevi'im, Achronim, describe Klal Yisrael, let's say during Gullus, that they're like blind men that are stumbling in the dark, which is always a double. Right? If you're blind, it doesn't need to be dark to stumble, you stumble in the light as well. And if you're dark, you stumble. If it's dark, you stumble even if you're not blind. So there's like extra imagery that we stumble in the darkness. The blind man stumbling in the darkness of night. So Klal Yisrael is sometimes compared to blind people, that they don't have, and Hashem, yet he opens their eyes, he shows them the way. And a little of this is a tefillah. We ask Hashem, you know, Hashem, I'm trying to come close to you, but I feel bound up. So please be matir the asurim. I feel bound up. My yetzahara, my taivas, they sort of have a hold on me. Mimatir asurim. Hashem, my eyes are blinded to the truth. I know what's right, but sometimes I'm blinded. So pokeach ivrim, open my eyes. Zokev kfufim, oev tzadikim. So all of this, these are all expressions here of why we should rely on Hashem. Because ultimately we realize that it's not the nedivim that are matir asurim. It's not the ben adam that zokev kfufim, but it's Hashem. And you see, that's why I put the four or five lines there. It's like really drilling the point home. You think man's going to save you? Hashem atir asurim. Hashem pokeach ivrim. Hashem zokev kfufim. Jonah, I want to hear that in davening tomorrow. I'm going to be there to hear you. I want to hear you saying, Hashem atir asurim. Hashem pokeach ivrim. No. Hashem zokev kfufim. Hashem ohev tzadikim. I want to, and the reason why I structure it like this is you see that it's like David HaMelech is like pounding the point home. Don't rely on the Nedivim, but it's got to be Hashem. 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 And then the Mizmor ends. Yimloch Hashem Leolam Elokayach Tzion Nador Vador. So the pashtus is that all of these things that we just spoke about. Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. You know what it's all going to be? When Hashem rules. Meaning we don't see it right away, but there'll be a time when all of Hashem's promises are made good upon, and we have faith in that. That's our faith that we put in Hashem. And Yimloch Li'olam, Elokayach Tzion Ador Bador. Hallelujah. But on a little bit of a, again, on a little bit of a deeper level, the Malbim here says that there's a difference between Hashem and Elokayach. Hashem, again, is Hashem running the world from a general sense. And Li'olam, there's a certain constant, a certain Li'olamness to how Hashem runs the world. There's a constant. Hashem rules constantly. And in the day-to-day, regular, natural running of the world, we don't always see all of these things. We don't see the hungry man getting the bread. Hashem is Yimloch Li'olam, but there's also an Hanhaga of Elokayach, that Hashem is your God. And that He sometimes does things that don't go with nature. He sometimes does miraculous things. He sometimes comes into your life and does things that are out of the ordinary. That's Elokayach. So Hashem Yimloch Li'olam, He has His general Hanhaga, but Elokayach Tzion Ador Vador, in every generation, Lefi L'Tzorech of the generation, the different needs that each individual in every generation needs, Hashem interacts on an individual level as well. And the David HaMelech is ending the Mizmor here by saying, listen, I have faith in Hashem. I know He's going to come through for me. I'm going to rely on Him and not on the Nedivim. And I also recognize that Hashem has different interactions with the world. There's an interaction al pi teva, and I can't always expect Hashem to just swoop in. Sometimes someone's sick and they're going to pass away. And I can't just expect God to do miracles here and there every single day. And I recognize that and I'm okay with that. Because I know that Hashem's running the show. But I also recognize that there are times that Lekayach Tzion Lador Bador, that Lefi the Tzorech of the generation, Hashem sometimes comes in. He sometimes does a miracle. He sometimes does interact with me and give me very special Hashkacha Pratis that I, on my own individual level, will be Zoche to some special Hanhaga. And I recognize that this is all part of how the way Hashem is minding the world. Hashem Yimloch, again, not that Hashkacha Pratis, that isn't always Hashkacha Pratis, it always is. But I realize that sometimes it's Alpi Derech HaTeva, and sometimes it's Alpi Neis. And we end again, Hallelujah. And this, I think, is a very, very, for me, this is one of the most meaningful Mizmorim. Because it really sets the tone for davening, and it sets the tone for our interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much of tefillah is there to be introspective and to realize our dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, I think, really captures that idea very well. It begins with that initial praise to Hashem, realizing everything that He does for me in my life, and then goes on to proclaim my absolute faith in Him and in nobody else. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, next week we will move on to the next Hallelujah. What time is it? 18. Okay, what I'd like to just do for 5 or 6 minutes, we'll end a few minutes early today.
Rapid fire.
Yes, rapid fire.